In 1 year, 2013, more than 3,000 guns originally purchased in Georgia were confiscated by police in another state. That's based on data from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Georgia tops the list as a source of guns used in crimes in other states. Florida's a very close second. Special Agent Kevin O'Keefe is chief of the ATF's Violent Crime Intelligence Division.
I hate stating negatives, but I think if you take Georgia as a norm, what you're going to find is you don't have restrictions on types of weapons. You don't have long waiting periods. You don't have...
Combine all that with Georgia's access to interstates, and O'Keefe says you've got an idea of why it's a popular state for trafficking guns.
Why drive an extra 6 hours to Miami when you could stop in Georgia if you found somebody with ID to buy for you?
O'Keefe says there are three main paths those firearms will take.
The most obvious that everybody knows about is theft.
You also have secondary markets.
Guns are bought and sold through private sales, gun shows, flea markets, and things of that nature. And you lose track of that because it's not in regulated commerce.
The last way guns are moved out of Georgia, straw purchases. Firearms bought by someone who can pass a background check and then sold for profit. The ATF's data doesn't say how many times the firearms change hands, just where they were first bought legally and where officers eventually found them. The handgun Demetrius Blackwell used to kill NYPD officer Brian Moore was stolen from a Perry, Georgia pawn shop in 2011. Back when the shop was first broken into, the owner had an old security camera and an iron gate outside the door.
And it's got a lock on it. They cut the lock, they swung the gate open, and then they just busted out the door.
Perry Police Detective Heath Dykes says heists like these are over in seconds and often leave little evidence behind. Both Perry Police and the ATF actively try to educate dealers and citizens about security and safe storage. Detective Dykes says he wouldn't mind there being stronger guidelines for how dealers protect their merchandise.
You know, while the alarm company's calling 911 and they're rustling with that door, then we ride up on them and catch them.
There are nearly 4,000 licensed firearms dealers in Georgia, and there are no regulations on how they secure their guns.
I'm not for the government mandating anything.
Jerry Henry is the executive director of Georgia Carry, and he says dealers already have an incentive for protecting their guns.
Now, if the guy wants to lose $20,000 worth of guns, that's bad, but he's also going to go out of business if he does it very much.
Henry says the problem isn't about the availability of guns in Georgia. From his perspective, the problem is judges aren't giving out harsh enough sentences.
If you find the guy that stole somebody's gun, put him in jail for the next 25 years.
Today's funeral in New York for Officer Moore follows the December shooting deaths of two Brooklyn Beat cops. That gun, too, came from Georgia. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer has now called to strengthen the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and he wants to expand the ATF's gun tracking program. The agency's data includes all guns police find at the scene of a crime, on suspects, or on people prohibited from owning firearms. The ATF loosely calls these crime guns. In 2011, the year that gun was stolen from the Perry Pawn Shop, more than 2,700 Georgia crime guns were confiscated by police in other states. At last count, in 2013, that number was 3,061. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.